It's the Duffin' Up Podcast.
All right, Duff Daddies and Duff Mamas, we have on a very, very special guest for you. This week, we have on a man who creates probably, I would say, the third most important thing in the golfing world, and that is tees. You use one on every hole, unless you're like me on par threes and an idiot and you don't tee it up, which now I will start to, because we do have Adam from Tempe's Tees on this week. Adam, how we doing, man?
Doing well. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk to you guys today.
Absolutely. Now, I do need to ask you, are you like me and you don't tee up your par three shots, or do you tee them up because you do run a golf tee company?
No, I tee them up.
I was about to say we would have to cut that. We would have to cut that if that was the case. But yeah, you know, Adam, local guy as well. All of us are New England guys. You know, I'm from Southeastern Mass, and Tim and Bri are from. Can you even do like Northeast Rhode Island, or like what exactly do we call where Lincoln is?
North Shore. I kid you not. It's funny.
It's got the best bar pizza. It's got the only good bar pizza.
I kid you not. When I was in Ireland, in one of the like department stores, I think it was Dunn's, which is like their JCPenney or Kohl's, they had a t-shirt on the rack that said North Shore, Rhode Island. It just like it's so funny, and I wish I bought it. I don't know why I didn't. Probably because I was abroad and had zero money to spend on even groceries, but. I like to this day, I call, I'm going to start really calling it North Shore, Rhode Island, but there's no shore up there, but comedy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you can't drive 45 minutes south or east and not hit a body of water. So basically everywhere's a shore. It's kind of nice. 'Tis the ocean state. Adam, great to have you. Let's get this thing going. This is going to be great.
Let's do it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Adam, before we even get into Tempe's, you know, how did you get into the game of golf?
Man, so I'm a baseball player.
Played
football, went to UMass Amherst, played baseball there, graduated, baseball ended, played a couple of years, softball, a couple of years, old man baseball. And my dad and my brothers always played golf, so it was just something that was familiar, I guess. And I was like everybody else, I could hit it real far. I didn't know where it was going. Every iron shot was pretty much a shank. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. But I just kept playing, every Saturday, pretty much. I'd go up to the course and chip and putt for a little bit. And then I moved from Brockton to Taunton and joined Segregance Country Club. And they got a driving range and everything that I needed. So from there, just kind of really snowballed. Now I don't really even practice anymore. I just play as much as I can, get out there as much as I'd rather just play. You know,
hashtag team, no practice. There's no reason. Once you get over the age of 30, there's no reason. Unless you're on the PGA Tour or, you know, but there's no reason to practice. Who does that?
I'm just going to end up hurting myself. So I'd rather hurt myself playing than practicing.
Well, getting cut from the baseball team is how I really focused in on golf. In Rhode Island, it was the same season in spring, and yep. I got cut from the freshman baseball team, and so I was like, I'll go up for the golf team, and I'm so glad, because yeah. Unlike Dustin Pedroia, at my height, I don't have the work ethic or the drive as him, so I wouldn't have made it too far. But
I'm with you on that. I don't really have much in the height department either. So
Pedroia is your god as well.
he's a pretty good guy that we looked up to.
Or looked down to. Sorry, Dustin, yeah. I had to do that. You know, he listens every single week, so yeah. we had to. But
how often are you playing this? You said all you do is play golf. You know, you're not practicing. I mean, it's tough winters around here, but how often peak season are you playing? How many times a week?
I think I got a total of 70 rounds last year. So, I mean, you can kind of average that out. pretty much when it's not raining, I guess you could say. And we have a game. There's always a game at my course. So, you know, any day I want, I could pretty much pick and play in a game with anywhere from 8 to 28 people, 32 people. So it's a pretty good time.
What made you want to get into the tea business? I mean, obviously a golfer, but there must have been a moment where you're like, I got to start making my own teas.
It's funny. I don't know when it was, but I saw some video online of some kid. He just created a business like in 15 minutes. And I was like, there's no way. There's no way. Well, then I was like, screw it. Let's see. So I just started thinking of things I could do. And it just kind of snowballed from one idea to the next. And then I was like, teas, Tempe's teas. My nickname was Tempe. So it just kind of like, I don't know, it just kind of hit me in the head. And I was just like, all right, let's just do it. And I didn't really tell anybody. I didn't really put much thought into it. I just went running. And that probably wasn't a great idea, but I'm still here. still going.
You went out into the bamboo forest of Massachusetts and decided to make teas out of it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
That's it's right. We are eco-friendly teas here. We have eco-friendly teas.
Yeah. Right. Biodegradable. You can throw them into the woods and they just...
And feed them to a panda.
Damn. Put it back with the family, right? Isn't that what Happy Gilmore said?
Yeah.
Man.
It's brilliant because like there's so many, I mean, with the rapid increase in interest in golf throughout the country, throughout the world, you have so many different brands creating trendy hats, creating trendy apparel, balls, you know, whatever, bags and things like that. And it's gotta be like you hit a niche that's like, you know, not many people, a market that not many people have tackled in trendy tees. You know what I mean? It's like you know, hip tees, you know, even like a notable tee brand. I mean, how many tee brands can you go up to and be like, oh, I know that tee brand. But like now with such a catchy name, it's like, oh, I'm going to buy Tempe's tees because I know the guy. I know it's a brand I recognize. And I think that's brilliant. Nice work.
Hey, thank you very much. It's I've had a lot of help. Don't get me wrong. Once I got this thing going, excuse me, do you guys know Group Chat Golf?
Yeah. Yep.
So I met Sonny early on when he started his page, like 5,000 followers, maybe less than that. Like we had met and then he joined my golf course. So we just became friends and I asked him for help. I was like, hey, I'm starting this thing. Can you just, you know, either post me or just give me some tips on how you were able to grow so quick, you know, so I could try to do it myself. And he put me in contact with so many people, like Colorado Golf Blog. He's been great to me as well. So like, there's a lot of people that he connected me to that really helped with the brand early on. And I was having that same conversation with one of the guys from Country Club Adjacent, because he was saying the same thing. There's no like Titleist of tees or FootJoy, you know what I'm saying? Not to just use them because they're
local favorites.
Actually, they don't really like me that much, so didn't even mention that one, but you know, it is what it is. We had some logo issues early on, but we got past that.
Do they ever have issues with I see the hats all the time that say titties all the time that look like Titleist. Do you have to bleep that out? Is Mrs. Monroe not gonna like the
no we can keep it in. I hit the little explicit button and I don't know why I'm holding an Allen wrench, but I am. Handy.
You're the handiest guy I know.
Brendan Monroe. Hey,
I got Mike's divot tool. Man.
Yeah.
Tempe, you gotta see this. I don't know if you can make it out, but it's kind of hard to see, but it's It's our fourth show host at his bachelor party on his deathbed. It's all the guys gathered around while he's passed out after a night out at the steakhouse.
Do you think we've hit statute of limitations where we can actually tell the story now? Have we hit statute of limitations? Well,
we don't edit, so it's now out in the world wide web.
Yeah, I was about to say. Basically, our buddy got way too drunk at his steak night, and he literally went down where my bed was, because there was a pull-out couch that I was supposed to sleep on for the weekend. And literally, we all get home, because he went home first. Yeah. And we all get home, and he is just snuggled up like a bug, just like, not like literally, like we don't even know if he's alive, like barely breathe, not snoring.
Well, Tim being the paramedic, he had IV bags to rejuvenate him.
Nice.
So you have to charge big for those, but yeah. So naturally, we took a photo and put it on a divot tool.
And when we say he looks like a Make-A-Wish kid. Yeah. He looked like a Make-A-Wish kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sheets were white. He was just... Oh, it was the best. It was the absolute best.
So bad.
But I think it was just a disco nap, and then he ended up an hour and a half later, he propped up and continued to play pool and stuff like that. Brendan, right? Am I right? I don't think he slept there the whole night.
He didn't sleep there. Well, no, he did sleep there. He went back to sleep there, and I had to find a new place to sleep. So I was sad about that.
He just didn't want to miss out. This bed was in the middle of all the action.
It was, which is why it was a great bed to pick. Why pick it?
But anyway, I think it's so true. I mean, obviously some of the most genius business ideas are so simple. It's like, what is there that's not a lot of companies doing it? Or like, what is something that everyone uses? And so Brendan, I want to revisit what you said before. What are the first two necessities out on a golf course? You said third most necessary things on a golf course. What's one and two?
Golf ball. Golf clubs.
Okay. And brain and your mental state.
No, that's not necessary. That's a detriment sometimes.
Yes, yeah, it's true. But it's always there.
Underoos? I could probably use a pair of underwear on the golf course.
Nah, yeah. Overrated.
and with that baby powder to go within.
True.
Boy, yeah. This is gonna
go right on his website of third most necessary thing in a golf course, right under underoos.
Before underwear. It's before. You can play golf naked. You could you can't play golf without tees, without a ball, and without golf clubs.
Well, you can play without tees. I've seen some guy on Instagram.
Yeah, there. But like,
I was gonna say, do you fear that we'll go back to the sand tees like the olden days, and you'll be totally out of business?
People steal it.
Or how about that woman was on the senior tour or the qualifier where she would just literally put a huge divot at the tee and tee it up? Yeah, legend. Yeah, I'm gonna boycott Tempe's tees and just join. Join the old folk and do that.
Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, I'll get kicked off the course in no time.
Let's have a match.
I'll bring a pail of sand and bring it around.
And that was the Deaf and Up podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I just made enemies, burned bridges, and man. See ya.
Jeez, Bri guy, you literally.
I'm all fired up in this camo. Polo, I feel I'm fighting a war here. I gotta pick my battles.
He's shout out to right Brooke out from Smoke Show. We should have all worn ours, but I forgot mine in Boston. But it's an amazing, amazing polo. Nice. Apparently Brian wants to go to war against tees right now. So Brian, the floor is yours.
Yeah, the Brian versus the world.
You're out of here.
So that's awesome. So I'm assuming you sell them online and such. Can you find them anywhere else? Where what's kind of your plan?
I really only advertise on Instagram, and I can't advertise really. I can't spend money. They won't let me because of that logo issue that I had previously. So I'm shut out on that, but I got an Etsy, I got an eBay. And I'm pretty much just emailing places, and I work with a few country clubs that are pretty decent, you know, so I'm just slowly getting there. It's only me, so I'm just slowly getting there. I also have a full-time job, so it's not like this is the only thing I do. And
people,
I play.
People like me running you out of business. You can't go full-time.
Right. I'm broke. Living in the woods back here.
But that's fantastic. So you slap the country club logo on it? Is that kind of?
Yeah, some places do that. Some places just get like the natural tees that they hand out, you know, you put in the carts or something. They don't have any logos. Most of them are with the logos though, and I like doing those, cuz those you get a little interaction, you know. It's not just, hey, can I get 10,000 tees bagged by 5? You know, it's like, I need a logo here. I want to do it this color, that color. So it's pretty good. You get a good rapport with the most of them are pros. I would say I work with most of the pros. There might be a few just managers of the shop or something like that, or owners of the country club, but it's, for the most part, it's the pros, and they've been great with me so far. So I really appreciate that.
That's great. Have you had that, like, almost like a celebrity in the public, where you just go to a random golf course and you see someone using your tees and you're like, hey, that's my tees. Like, where'd you get those tees? And then little do they know that they are playing with the creator of that said tee.
I that hasn't happened to me. I've gotten pictures or text messages of other people that are playing with.
Oh, that's tees. Sick.
Like I got a text message the other day from my buddy that he was on an airplane and he was wearing his hat, and somebody's like, Tempe's, and like just walked by him, and it was just an older guy. Like, I'll never know who that is. He doesn't know who it is. It's just that's cool to me though. That's pretty cool.
You know, you probably thought it's a Titleist.
Yeah.
There you go again. I don't like you, man. You're out of here.
I know. I'll reel it in.
Holy here we are. We're trying to build our local friends.
Yeah.
And Brian just
not
decided.
On my watch. No,
Brian
new
literally was like, what? Duffing up podcast.
Yeah.
No,
you're
new friends.
You're trying to grow. No this more thing. New I'm friends. I'm burning it down. I'm bringing it with me. No, that's cool though. I mean, just seeing your brand, your logo out in the wild, and clearly, obviously, you got good friends who are excited to share that with you, even if you're not seeing it yourself.
Yeah, I definitely I got a lot of people in Brockton that support me. All three golf courses have my tees, which is pretty cool. And then most of my friends, obviously, growing up are from there. So they've been supporting me, which is great, too. So it's definitely more of a local thing, but that's fine with me. I'm
that's
okay
the
with
the best part. You got to build. Yeah. You have to build local relationships. Right. Cough, cough. Brian, cough, cough. Yeah, you can't just tear people down.
I'm going to be on mute for the rest of the time here.
Can I just blur your face out of here?
I'll go. I'll see myself out.
No, Brian, you have to stay. You have to stay. But no, I think that's really, I think it's great because, like, you know, there's also like a bunch of you know, like local stores when you think about it, like the independent golf shops, like Joe and Lee's and Easton, yeah, and everything like that. Like, there's so much up here for really only times that you can play. If we're lucky, eight months out of the year. Yeah. So like it's really great that we have such like a great golf environment. But at the same time, I feel like a lot of the local golf brands also like really support each other, and that's something big. You know, I know you know Brooke pretty well from Smoke Show, and then I'm sure you've dealt with a lot of the other guys as well from, like, I don't know if you've talk with the Cape Cod golf guys at all or anything like that, but you know, everyone's just so nice. Like, it's great when you get like introduced to all these different guys and they're just like, yeah, we've heard of you. I'm like, no, you haven't. Like, don't say that. And then like they actually have. It's really cool to see.
It is. I just played in the Cape Cod golf guys event, the indoor event.
You did? Oh, I did that last year. I couldn't make it this year. I was like, why did you guys do it on St. Patrick's Day weekend? Sorry. Sorry, Jared and Adam. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
You're right, though. Totally nice guys. Great guys. It was fun. I had fun.
Now, was that the one? Is Champion still in Plymouth, or did they end up moving?
No, they have two.
They have two now. Okay. Was it at the Plymouth one, or was it at the new one?
Bridgewater.
Gotcha. Because we did the Plymouth one last year, and that place was really good. They did a really good job with it. It's basically right next to Pine Hill, or yeah, Pine Hills.
Yeah, right. They were saying, I've never seen the Plymouth one, so I don't know, but they were saying that the Plymouth one was a little bit smaller than this one.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So, like the bar was in the middle, which was cool. And I think they had six bays, maybe seven.
Wow. Damn.
But it was nice. It was a nice place. It was a good time.
Yeah. If it's a tournament, what does that look like? Like, what's the format? Are they, is it like a round robin at first, and then you go down, like, take us through that?
It was a great scramble. So it was you and a partner. So they had twosomes and four of us in each booth. And you just played a scramble. Like, we finished like an hour and a half before everybody else. So we were just sitting there for a while. And everybody plays a scramble on the same course. We played Old Sandwich, which was awesome.
Nice.
Harder in real life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. I mean,
way harder in real life. So everybody just plays 18 holes as a scramble. And after that, we did a closest to the pin. Hmm. And before that was a long drive.
Yeah. Did they do the circle of love for putting, or did they do the auto putt once you got onto the green this time around? Because last year we did the circle of love, and boy, let me tell you, it was difficult to get it into the circle of love before you could pick it up sometimes.
It was inside 10 feet was a gimme.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's just no way, like, whoever does it first to make putting realistic on a simulator will make millions of dollars. Like, they'll make so much money.
Yeah. That was when I went to the PGA show, actually, there were so many of those booths. They weren't even booths. They were just like giant spread out areas with all these simulators. I didn't really focus on the putting because not one single person was putting. Everybody was just hitting drivers.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically a simulator is just a driving range, right? Like, right. It's just a driving range inside. So, like, that's all they want to do.
There should be a cup at before the screen, you know, like, you should be. I would rather putt to something instead of just putting into the screen.
Hmm.
This is 20 feet or this is 40 feet. Like, is it? At least if I'm putting to a hole, I kind of can figure out where I'm going. I don't know. I don't play that much indoors. Like I said, I don't practice that much. So it's just once we get outside, it is what it is.
Right. And here in the Northeast, it's just kind of a way to keep the whistle wet and just keep it going until the warm weather comes.
Yeah, it's got over 50. It's got to be... I don't want to freeze my ass off for 4 hours. I don't love it that much.
We did have a couple of good weeks in the past month. You play at all?
I didn't get out because I think that nice day or the day before was the indoor tournament.
Oh,
yeah.
It was.
That was the really nice day. So I didn't get out. We'll see. It's coming.
Man, I'll tell you what, though. The fake spring, it's an absolute fake out up here now. Like, it's brutal, and it gets worse every year, I feel like, because it was great, but it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, so everyone's outside, and it's like 55, 60 degrees both Saturday and Sunday, and it's lovely. And then as soon as Monday hit, 40 and raining again for the rest of the week. And I was like, what happened?
It sucked. It really did suck. The wind is the worst. It's so windy down here. I don't know if it's windy where you guys are, but it's so windy in Taunton that it felt like we're in the middle of winter again. Like, what is going on? Let's warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
And give it a little consistency, you know? Like, give me a consistency. I don't need to go like this.
I guess that's why they call it Northeast weather, not San Diego weather. God dang.
And I always laugh at the people that have the covers and the heaters for the golf carts, and like power to them. But if I have to use something like that, I'm not playing. Like I don't want to be play that bad.
Yeah, it's not that fun.
Yeah. My mom has like a little seat that she has like a little cover that she puts on the seat. So it's like a little warmer, but like, it's not even like a warmer, but it's just like a little cover. So it keeps her a little warm, but yeah, no, that's I cool. see it like the full, like zip down. And I'm like, okay, like, how do you enjoy this?
We got to get her like one of those fuzzy steering wheel covers.
Oh my God. She'd hate it. She would hate that.
Like bright pink. It'd be great. Or like leopard print.
I feel like Brooke would we should get that for Brooke.
That's true. Yeah, it'll be.
I'm surprised she doesn't already have that.
I was gonna say it'd be 98 degrees and humid, and she'd still have that thing.
Oh yeah, oh
sweaty
yeah.
hands.
That's really funny because I can totally picture it.
Yeah.
I can't
wait for the when she gets big enough to have like a smoke show, like golf cart that's just all pink and some spinners on the rims and just the loudest speakers that no one wants to hear. She's a wild card.
She's definitely gonna make it though. She's got dog, like she's got fight.
We won't use the cliche, but she's got that dog. She's got the dog in her, so that's always good.
I didn't want to say it because it didn't sound right in my mind.
It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound great.
I stopped myself.
Yeah,
that's the problem when you run the podcast that has no filter. You continue to have no filter. So
and it's recorded.
Correct.
And I don't know how to edit very well. So we kind of just roll with it.
Whatever. Good, man. Live and learn.
Exactly. Exactly. So besides the tees you guys are doing, what made you guys kind of get into like the apparel game as well? I know it kind of goes like hand in hand basically, but like, were you just kind of looking at, because we've had buddies who've done the apparel too. And the one thing they say is just getting like the samples. It just can be an absolute nightmare.
Brutal. Yeah, I won't do it again. I might get some new hats and maybe some hoodies, but like, you gotta buy too many of them, in too many different sizes. Yeah. You know, it's so hard to figure out what people, and there's so many different fabrics now. Like everything is either stretchy or. Nothing they make today is what I want, what fits me or what feels good for me. So then I'm like, if I'm not going to wear this, I can't expect anybody else to wear this. That's kind of, and so like I have polos and hoodies and I did t-shirts for a little while, but it's you got to buy too many of them. It just doesn't really work for me.
Yeah, I mean the hoodies online look great. So I will say that may be a purchase coming down the road.
The thing's sweet. It looks like a good material too.
This is very nice. This was probably the only thing that worked out. I'll continue with hoodies for sure because I'm a hoodie guy. I wear a hoodie. Man, if I could wear it all year, I would. But obviously, there's a couple months in there that it's not needed. Yeah.
Being in a hoodie in July is then you can't take it off, number one, because you know it's stuck to your body basically because of all the sweat. And then just
you'd have to Belichick it and cut the sleeves off.
Right.
Could do it. R.I.P.
They gotta have t-shirts now that have hoodies. I would assume somebody made that already.
Oh yeah.
So I have like a Villanova, like it's basically a pullover that just has a hood on the back, and it's very funny. I've seen those like really thin, and then you just have the hood. But I bet you they do now have like, I mean, now that hoodies are also just getting so popular on the golf course too, which finally, like, oh my God, finally, love me a good hoodie, but it's just so easy to play golf in them too.
That's amazing. It's every kind of weather is fine because you'd wear it anyways. or I would. I don't know about everybody else, but like a hoodie works for me. If you're in the rain, maybe it gets a little heavy, but it's still, it's doing its purpose.
Agreed. And it's perfect for those, like even in the summer where you roll up to the golf course at 6 a.m. and it's, there's still that chill in the air. You know what I mean? You know, you're going to take it off by the third hole, but it's still there. It's still got your back. You know what I'm saying? Hoodie is just all around.
I'm a hoodie guy, 100%.
Adam, how's the game going right now? Like, obviously you haven't played yet, but by the end of last year, you know, were you playing well? Have you played better? Talk to me about your game.
The last few years, probably the best I've been. A couple years ago, I won the Brockton Open.
Whoa.
The B division, not the A division, the B division. I think I finished at a 1.6 handicap.
Oh, snap.
You should
probably be in the A division.
I have to. Yeah. I was right on the edge a couple years ago when I won. It could have went either way, depending on the week I played before, you know, the handicap could have changed. I just had a really good 3 days that I probably won't ever have again.
And normally I would ask what's the best part of your game, but with that handicap, there's very few flaws to that out there.
You know, it's funny you say that, but I still think I have no idea what I'm doing. So I also don't take any practice swings. I play as fast as humanly possible. Get in the cart, get out of the cart, hit the ball, get back in the cart, get on the green. Already know what you're doing. Already read the putt while everybody else is putting, and then I putt.
Yeah,
and it's really not that hard. I don't the whole looking at the ball and I don't have that in me. I don't have the patience in me.
Say it louder. Say it louder for the dumb that's wearing a camo shirt right now. Faster, Brian.
I just have a lot more stops along the way. I can't really hit it, get back in the cart. I wish I could do that. I wish I could be waiting for people to arrive at the green, but I'm usually the one people are waiting on. And
You don't have to be good. Just hit it, man. Just hit it.
I'm a clubhouse guy. I'm good for morale. And it doesn't show in this podcast. I seem to be ruining the morale and tearing this family apart. But that's fantastic. I mean, any given day depends on it. And what Brendan's hinting at is I definitely overthink a lot out there.
You've gotten so much better though.
I was never really a problem. You're just irrational. I
am irrational. That is true.
Yeah, you're just irritable.
I think of it like this. I played baseball the same way too. Like, I'm swinging at the first pitch if it's a strike. You know, like, I'm not letting a strike go by. I'm going to hit the ball and something's going to happen. You know, like, that's kind of how I play golf too. And at some point, I just stopped worrying about what the ball does. You know, like, I'm not going to hit the green every time. It's just never going to happen. So I'm not going to get worried or pissed when I miss. And once you stop hitting the ball out of bounds, the whole game changes. Like, you just you gain so many strokes back because you're not losing balls all the time. So that was a huge help too.
Can't wait.
Yeah, one day, right? It's not called the We're Really Good at Golf podcast for a reason. It is called the Deaf and Up podcast for a reason.
Makes sense.
No, but I definitely, the worst thing for me is when I have to back off the ball, because then, like, if it's like a gust of wind, or honestly, some people in my family are pretty good at, like, in the middle of my backswing, just like blurting something out accidentally. You know, we won't name names,
or somehow you can hear a dog from 3 miles away.
And... exactly. Right. So, but which is crazy because, like, if I have music going, I'm fine because it's constant noise. But as soon as you get like a little bit, I'm just like, what the heck just happened? Well,
do you know what's my pet peeve, which is kind of funny because the reason they do it is to be courteous, is when a greenskeeper is mowing the lawn and like they're mowing the entire time. And then like, so you're setting over your ball and getting used to hearing that mower noise. And then they turn off the mower right before you swing. And I'm like, no, like I was just got used to hearing that. Now I got to like rethink it. It's
you. Hold on. You two have some serious mental
issues. Yeah,
we need therapy
for sure.
What is happening?
I'm telling you. Yeah, no, we are very mentally weak.
and physically
and emotionally.
Yeah,
and I don't know what else.
Yeah, like, I'm about to start crying.
it's okay.
You broke us. You just broke it. Don't point out our flaws,
Brian. You broke yourself on this.
We know we have a problem. We know it. We're the first.
We're such first mental
part about
midgets.
Getting better is accepting, and so we're.
I don't
accepting.
Think I can say midget, but we're such mental.
Mental
dwarves,
little people.
Yeah, mental little. Yeah, that's that.
We're just big idiots. That's for sure.
But yeah, no, I legitimately take maybe one practice swing and then I just hit the ball.
Yeah,
Jimmy and Brian have seen me in action. They tell me I go too fast. Actually, Mike tells me I go too fast.
I feel like this is. If I start thinking, I'm gonna fuck it up because I'm gonna think about. I'm gonna forget something else, so I'm just like, screw it, dude. Just try to hit it nice. if it works, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I don't know what it is. It just doesn't bother me anymore. It definitely bothered me before, but now it's just like, I just can't be getting angry out there. I'd rather just have a good time. It's hard enough, you know.
Respect. It is definitely hard enough. So like if someone in your situation, in the way you play, say you're like, you're over the shot, you're like, I got this thing in the bag, and then you hit a miss hit, you skull it. Yeah, I mean, 1.6, obviously you don't do it often, but how do you, for us who do it all the time, how do you regroup? What's your advice to us from that mess up shot to the next shot?
So if I hit that shot, which it does happen. It does happen a lot. It does happen. I just laugh, to be honest with you. I it's just not, I don't know if it's that I don't care about the end score, like the end of the game, or if it's I just don't expect to hit, I just don't expect to be Tiger Woods every time I swing a club, you know, like it. So literally my only advice would be to have more fun. You know, like, just not worry about it that much, because you're going to hit a bad shot. Like, it's going to happen. You would literally have to practice every day for like 8 hours a day for not. And I'm not no pro here. I'm just some guy who played baseball and could transfer it to golf somehow. So it's just not, I'm not talking from some more high ground here. That's my advice to everybody, is to have more fun.
You got great wooden sticks in your bag, though. We know that, so we'll take it. Great wooden sticks.
Yeah, that's true. You eliminate just that thought of, do I have enough tees? Or do I have quality tees? You got that canceled out.
It's very embarrassing if I have to ask somebody for a tee.
Yes. It's because you gave them all away. You're just a generous dude. You just gave them all away.
I do leave every single one in the tee box, so I get a new one every time. So I run out a lot.
I was going to say, I'm a big recycled tee guy. Like on a par three, I'll take a broken tee that I can stick in the ground that I found there. So I'm probably using yours.
You are literally a terrible person.
Yeah. I'm putting you out of business. Just one recycled tee at a time. I apologize. I got to start being wasteful.
I hear that a lot of people will do that. And I would say, I don't know, it's probably 50-50, right? Like how many people actually buying tees, at least at a...
I was gonna say, I can't remember the last time, because
if I'm
invited to a country club, I'm getting handfuls out of that.
I'm okay with that because they're buying from me. So
yeah, you're like, take two handfuls.
Next time.
Oh, I love that. That's so funny. Yeah, seriously, take them all. Like, in fact, laugh at the starter as you pour him into your bag that he has to go get more.
Especially if I know they're Tempe teas, I'm taking the whole bin and emptying it into my bag.
Yeah, you got it, man. I'll give you a list after.
Right? Yeah. I will
go to everyone.
I'll be your secret agent out there.
We might want to give the list to Tim because Brian could use it for nefarious reasons.
I need to make amends and I need to give do my penance.
I like
it. So yeah, send me that list. Dude, I'll go tonight. I'll go right now once we hang up.
For the listeners, speaking of finding ball tees on the tee box and things like that, if I look down and I pick up a tee, how do I know it's yours? What's the signature marking besides like having a logo on there? I mean, does it say Tempe tees on them? Do they have mark? You know, talk to me. How do I know I just picked up a Tempe tee?
Yep. So all of the ones that I have for sale now, I just dropped a new 9-stripe collection, which is just a tee that somebody actually mentioned that they look like crayons, which it didn't even hit me when I was creating them, but it actually does look kind of like crayons.
They do look like crayons. Can confirm. I'm on the website right now.
Yeah. So like they're very colorful and they have Tempe's, my little logos on the top. And it says Tempe's right on the cup. I have some older ones that have Tempe's on the side, on the shaft of the tee. And then I have one tee, which is just like 5 or 6 different colors all together. I call it a color splash. The nice. Most in golf. That one's pretty cool. Those that's probably my best seller. But that doesn't have anything, that doesn't say anything on it. So that's that one is up for grabs, I guess you could say. I shouldn't say that, but that one's up for grabs, I guess.
But it's unique enough to be like, ooh, this tea is pretty neat.
Yeah.
Like, it is a very unique can. I'm on the website right now. It is a very unique tea and I like it a lot.
And I work with King's Deer in Colorado, and they put their logo on the cup of those, and they sell those in their pro shop. that's pretty cool. It's a lot of color, you know. It's just real colorful. So it's I don't know who it was, but somebody called them the Jerry Garcias. And I
the Jerry Garcias, that's funny.
I can see it. I can see it. It does give off a little Deadhead vibes. So
yeah. Right. It was somebody from Vermont too. So there was somebody who was definitely
Definitely a Deadhead. Yeah. He just looked at it and he was like, This is the reincarnation of Jerry right here. This is what he would have wanted.
Right, exactly.
Now, how do you what's your pitch? Why should people buy your tees over any other tees? Like, what's kind of the draw to it?
All I can think about is like a commercial saying, "Are you tired of your standard wood colored tees? We have Tempe tees. It looks like Jerry Garcia."
That would be the best Instagram. Real, like, that would be the, are you tired of Tempe's tees? Look at this tea.
So like in my head I can hear like do you have methyl, you know, one of those commercials that's like a lawyer trying to get you to, did you take this pill, you know? That's
yeah, Jim Sokolov, he solves problems.
Yeah. Were you on Camp Lejeune during 1986?
Oh Jesus. Mesothelioma,
that's what I was. Yeah.
Mesothelioma and asbestos.
Yeah. It turns out the colored tees cause
nope, Brian, don't do it. Don't do it. You're already 6 feet deep.
Yeah, they get you that dog in you. That's what they do. That's, you have a bad case of the dog.
That's awful.
You saved what you could.
That's what I'm thinking though in my head, is I have one of those commercials in my head.
Oh man. Just 1-800 call Jim, you know, he'll fix your problems.
Yeah, right. I have people like ask me this question all the time, especially when I did a booth at the golf show a couple of years ago. It's like, what's different about your tees? And I literally, I'm just like, nothing. They're golf tees, you know, like they're wooden golf balls. They're colorful. They got different designs. If you want your own, you can put your logo on them. You can customize them the way you want to, but like, they're going to break. So I don't want to hear it. You know, it's wood. It's going to break. People always say stuff like that. Like, man, there was some way to, what did they say? This was like all my friends at Brockton Country Club. The first ones I had broke very easily. So they were always making jokes about it. And I'm like, well, it's a pretty good business model. If you're buying, if you keep buying more, it's going to work. So yeah, I don't, you know, play games. I don't lie to people about what it is. It's going to break. It's wood. The tees I have now are definitely thicker and better than the first batch that I had. I mean, I've only been doing this for, man, we're coming up on 4 years, actually. now that I'm thinking of it, coming up on 4 years. So like, I've figured out the thickness, you know, mm-hmm. They don't break as easy, I guess you could say. They're made better.
That's good.
Yeah. So it's a, and they got better colors, you know, it's just more fun. It's just a lot more fun. Like I said, I like to have fun. I like to bring fun to the game. I think they're fun. Some people don't care about tees. Do I care about tees that much? It's just a golf tee.
Fun love golf. The passion. I can feel the passion. It's awesome.
I'm looking at the Color Splash tee, and I'm just trying to go through my head. I'm like, how do we make a commercial that includes talking about mesothelioma? Not about the tee, though. Not about the tee. But then you also somehow have Uncle John's band playing in the background, like at the end, just for the sole fact that you have to bring Jerry Garcia. You could put a portrait of him on the top too.
Now we got to get a Jerry Garcia impersonator to do the whole commercial and just totally sell it.
The putting his face on the top is actually a great idea. I don't know if I can do that, but I'm going to think about it now. I might actually write that down because that's actually.
We're just spitballing.
I mean, it could
here.
Just be like what they do with the Bob Ross head too. You could just like take out the eyes and everything, and it's just the boom. It's just the afro. You know,
I have a meme actually of him, of Bob Ross, and instead of the painting the water, it's my tea.
Excellent. See, great minds. You already thought of it, but I, you know, here it is.
The creative juices are flowing here. This is just a business meeting right now.
And then here comes Brian just to be like, nobody wants these tees.
No, everybody should go out and buy about 1,000 of them because they're the best tees in the market. They break a little less than other tees. And it's a good founder and owner here.
It's a quality tee. That's what it is. It's a quality tee.
And coming soon, they may either have Jerry Garcia or Bob Ross's face on them. One of the two.
Honestly, like to my previous point, if someone asks you that, like, why do I buy my tea? Just be like, can you name me another brand of teas? Negative. Honestly, buy my teas. You know me now.
Before, I couldn't tell you. Once I started, though, they started popping up on my Instagram. I was like, wow, there's actually quite a few.
but you
have no idea. Nobody knows who makes your tees, you know, like you said earlier, Joe and Lee's, they probably sell bags of 500 or 1,000, and I don't know who makes them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the company is. It's just a bag of tees. They and to be honest with you, they probably buy the most, which is probably the cheapest. You know, so it is what it is. Maybe someday I'll work my way into those stores, but we'll see.
Well, if anyone from Joe and Lee's is listening, all you gotta do just get the Color Splash tees in. We'll start low. Well, not low, but we'll start with the Color Splash tees. People will be like, "Oh my god, these things are great."
I really do. They would too. I think people would buy them immediately if they were like next to the cash register or something, and they're like, "Wow, look at this."
If they were just next to other tees, I would be like, "I think I'm gonna get this."
Right.
I would be like, "I think I'm gonna get these instead." Yeah. But yeah, no, these are great. These are I will be definitely getting some.
Very much appreciate the support.
Awesome. Tim, what do we think? You ready for it?
We're ready? I mean, I think I know the answer to the first one. I mean, 1.6. All right. I mean, Adam, talk to me, please. I'm guessing the answer is yes. Do you have any hole in ones?
No.
No?
One of us.
Dang.
I had no idea what was coming either. I didn't know what you were asking.
Yeah.
And no, I maybe have one or two that are like inside a foot, but I've never come close.
I was also, I don't know why this popped into my head out of that. I was thinking of like random questions that you could have been thinking of, but I was thinking you make a tea of rich mahogany and put Ron Burgundy's face on top.
Boy, you wouldn't even have to make it out of mahogany. Just have the just what is it? The lacquer? What is it called?
You can literally say whatever you want these days. So it is what it is.
Right. Hey, what's that tea made of? Yeah.
Literally just on the side, rich mahogany, and then Ron Burgundy on the top. This is write that down. That's better than Jerry Garcia's head. That one's so much better.
You're just gonna wake up every morning to DMs from all of us just giving like just ideas. Yeah, you're gonna hate us. You're gonna block us.
Then like, you're gonna have Brian's. You're never gonna make it. Quit now.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian. You're out of here.
I know for a fact that my face will never be on those tees because it's. I feel like I'm banned. If anything, it's an X through my face on the tee there. I mean, that's what made golf great was the Brooks Bryson rivalry. So maybe we're onto something.
Oh, you want to have a rivalry? Is
that I'm gonna start my own tea company.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, those ideas are mine, buddy. Those ideas.
They're already in the notebook.
I will see you in court.
They are already in the notebook.
Well, I was thinking, you know, have you seen those utensils, the edible utensils, like the spoons and forks that you can eat? Maybe I'm gonna do that with teas. I gotta do that.
What do they taste like?
How does that make sense?
It sounded good before I said it. And then I said it.
And then it's going to taste like dirt.
The Duff and Up podcast, it sounded good before I said it.
Back to the drawing
board. That's our new line.
Yeah, it sounded good before it actually was said.
Is there actually utensils that you can eat?
Yeah, there are. There are utensils. They're made of like a really thick like cracker almost kind of thing. It's like you could have soup with it and it holds up better than the paper straws. And you just eat
everyone but the turtles hates the paper straws. So
yeah, the one turtle I saw in a picture though.
Seriously, just one turtles. Ugh. That's who you can have a rivalry with, Brian. We can all agree we have a rivalry with the turtles.
No, I don't do battles in the water. I don't fuck with that. I'm not the Navy.
Wait until they come on land.
I just stick to the ones that don't make sense, to the battles that I can't win, and there's no point in doing it. But we're here. I don't think I'm gonna wear this shirt again. I'm a little irritable in it, I think.
Well, you're camo, so it's
yeah. I think I'm gonna buy a hoodie though from Tempe's real quick. $35, that's a steal.
Good pricing.
Did you hear that, everyone? Great pricing.
And it comes with 10 tees. Holy hell.
Sometimes I forget that. Sorry for those folks. Sometimes I forget that.
I love that.
Any order, if your name Brian,
help me God, that Yelp review is gonna be so brutal if you forget my 10 T's.
you would be doing Yelp reviews.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Funny.
This has just turned into a war.
I got a lot of free time on my hands. I gotta keep myself busy.
Oh, man. Brian the Yelper. Oh. Better start giving 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
Not to Tempe's, not on my watch.
Oh, jeez.
Every post I make, there's just going to be a little snark comment under it.
Yeah. You're just going to follow up, Brian, stop posting. Stop.
1-star review.
Can't wait to see your review on his edible teas after you get fertilizer poisoning.
Yeah, that's
very
yeah,
true.
That's a
didn't camp think about
dude.
That, Brian. Didn't
no, I thought about it. I'm going back to the drawing board, guys. Relax. Calm down.
Oh shoot, Adam. Right, we I want you. You are stranded on an island. You're stranded on an island, and you're there for 1 year. You just have it's just you and this island. You have unlimited golf balls, and I guess tees, because, you know, you created tees. But you can only bring one club to this island. Which club are you bringing?
I'm going to bring a 6-iron.
Love it.
Because I think I can do multiple things with a 6-iron.
We have not had, I don't think we've had 6-iron yet. We get 7-iron a lot.
Yeah, I feel like that's an easy one.
We get like 9-iron a lot, pitching wedge a lot. Driver we get because like everyone just wants to hit a driver.
A wedge would be cool too because you're in a close space. It's just you. You don't have to go far to get the ball. I get it.
Mm.
But like.
Did you want to know what Brendan said?
Yes.
What's that? It's the only recorded to date pick. Brendan went with the putter.
I went with the putter.
What are you going to do on sand?
There's a green. We have decided.
Okay.
There's a green.
It's like a sandals resort.
I'm out. That's a good one because you could putt all day.
Yes. Thank you. I'm actually better at putting now than I used to. I mean, it's actually probably the best part of my game now, which is crazy to say.
And let me just say, this is my worst nightmare because this is all practicing.
True. Yeah. Very true.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Worst nightmare.
You're going to have to make holes.
Right. Right. I'm going to clear a path through this forest on this island.
It's going to be for your year. You're not even going to hit the balls. You're just going to clear and you're going to be like Daniel, the greenskeeper. You're just going to.
And that's how the Tempe's resort was born.
I got one tree down in a year.
He's going to be cutting down trees, whittling tees out of it just to pass the time. He doesn't want to practice anymore.
Yeah, let me get my knife out.
Yeah. Jeez, hello. Adam, I want you to look into your backyard. Look into your backyard. I don't know if you have one. But if you have a backyard, look there. Imagine there's a golf hole there.
Yeah.
And this golf hole, you can play it over and over again. It could be any hole that you've either played or you've seen on TV. It comes with all the amenities like the coastline, the desert, the mountains, whatever, all the scenery. Which golf hole are you going to have as your backyard hole?
Wow. Pebble.
Which one?
What is it? The 6th hole? The 7th hole?
Downhill
par
3?
Oh, the par 3.
Yeah, at the water. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Because I think it could be different every day.
Mm.
Ooh, with the wind and stuff.
Yeah.
That does come included. It is part of the scenery. That's a good one. No, that's a creative answer right there because of the wind. I've never heard that.
Confirmation on which hole that is, though? Is it the 7th? Okay. I thought so. But yeah, that's my pick.
Wow. We've never had anyone factor in the weather to their choice of hole.
Because we have had people who've picked Pebble before, but most people go 18 because you can go, you know, you can play it every day and you can do like a par 5, par 4, par 3, you know, wherever you set it up. Yeah. But I mean, it is the signature hole. That's for sure. I like it.
It's definitely like a wind thing for me. Like I don't like the wind, but I've seen people hit like hybrid or 3-wood on that hole. And then I also seen people hit wedge. So, you know, it could be different every day.
I like it.
I have a new golfer poll question.
I like it. Introduction. Do it.
And this works out perfectly because of Adam's first answer to no hole-in-ones.
Okay.
If you had $10,000 to put on the table right now, do you think it is more likely that one of us four will make a hole-in-one in our lifetime? Or that none of us will get a hole-in-one in our lifetime? And so obviously you, by the time you die, by the time all four of us die, you won't have that $10,000. So it'll go to your kids or something like that, or a nice charity if you don't have kids.
I'm saying don't hit it.
You're saying all four of us won't hit it?
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Especially you.
That's a hex. You just put a hex on me. Madame Zeroni just put a hex on me. What the heck?
This is your fault.
Oh my God. I'm getting it tomorrow. So help me God. And I'm not going to use a T. No, I hope it's with a Tempe's tea and an Odin golf ball. That's good brand loyalty there.
I'm going to have to start putting tees back in on the par threes now. Just because of that, I'm going to have to start. Maybe that's why I've never, ever gotten it. Is because it
doesn't work for me, so I don't
know. Oh, man. Well, Adam, dude, thank you so much for coming on tonight, man. We really appreciate it. You've made two great friends and possibly one mortal enemy, but it was, everyone please go check out tempestees.com. Adam has so much stuff on here. I know for a fact, sooner or later, I will be getting these color splash tees because these things are amazing. Brian hopefully got a, Brian's thinking about a hoodie.
Yeah. How are the sizes? Do they run big, run small, just right?
Me and you are not the same size, so it might be tighter on me than you.
No, just think it'll go large.
What do you usually get, large?
Yeah, I like to be a little bit free flowing.
I think large will fit perfect. If it doesn't, you can exchange it.
I'll be at your doorstep. we can hang out because we're besties. we're besties. Right?
Everybody, please go check. We're gonna need to have Brian and Adam we're gonna have to play as a foursome and Brian and Adam in the same cart and just see what happens. We may have to.
Yep, we gotta make a.
They'll either be best of friends or I have to separate them by whole three.
Before Easter Sunday, we gotta make amends. I can't go into the new holiday with this on my conscience.
I'm driving the car, though. I'm driving the car.
I'll meet you on the next hole then, because you're leaving me in the dust. I'll take all the clubs I need.
Yes, yes. I'm going right by your ball, man.
Yeah, I'm walking. Me and Adam may be in the car. We may be three holes ahead if you guys.
Yep.
No practice swings.
3 hour round? All right.
Oh. I would love it. Oh, man. Oh, I would love a 3 hour round. There's nothing better. But Adam, dude, thank you so much for coming on, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. It's been fun. A lot of laughs. Nice to meet you guys.